This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. The Ambassador of Syria to Indonesia, Abdul Munim Anan, praised Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto's first state address delivered at the Parliament Building in Jakarta on Friday. Speaking to Voice of Indonesia, Abdul Munim Anan said the President's speech was extraordinary, impressive and transparent, with clear explanations on various important issues.
The speech was wonderful, amazing. It was quite transparent, and I listened to him very attentively. He was quite clear on addressing the issues of corruption, economic development, farmers' welfare, and so on. So I think it's amazing, and I was so admiring what he said.
In line with Ambassador Abdul Munim Anan, the Ambassador of Greece to Indonesia, Stella Bezirzoglou, also expressed high appreciation for President Prabowo Subianto's state address. She described the speech as very impressive and full of important messages for the future of Indonesia.
I wish all the best for Indonesia. The president just did a wonderful speech, very, very impressive. And I wish all the best, and I also wish that the bilateral relations between my country, Greece, and Indonesia, that are already very, very friendly, will be strengthened even more. Thank you.
President Prabowo Subianto delivered his state address at a House of Representatives on Friday. In his speech, President Prabowo reaffirmed Indonesia's commitment to strengthening its sovereignty on the global stage by joining BRICS and concluding trade negotiations with the European Union through SEPA. Indonesia also continues to expand trade cooperation with the United States and to advocate for the recognition of Palestine through the two-state solution. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Cinta, cinta, Indonesia. Negeri bagaikan permata, pesada bermandi cahaya. Oh tanah air beta nan elok rupawan. Inilah senandung pujaan. Cinta, 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 Indonesia. Laut dan biru terbentang, di langit. langit bertaburan bintang. Oh ibu pertiwi kunan elok rupawan. Inilah lagu persembahan. Ya Tuhan, ku dengar bisikmu di kesyadua suara seruling. Kala malam yang hening menggugah jiwaku, menyadarkanku senantiasa setia mengabdi berbakti. Dan aku pun berseru, cinta, cinta, cinta Indonesia. Padamu beta telah menyatu, padamu beta akan setia. Oh tanah tumpah darah dan suci mulia. Inilah janjiku padamu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Special report.
Special report.
8th Independence Day of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, still from the special reports in the celebration of Indonesia's 8th Independence Day. Now we go to Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra Province, where there is the reporter of RRI Bukit Tinggi, Aldila, who will be reporting about the flag hoisting ceremony in Bukit Tinggi. Dila, what updates and the excitement that you can share to our listeners?
Okay, thank you, Rahma. And today I would like to tell about the Bukit Tinggi City Government holds the 8th Independence Day flag hosting ceremony. And the government of Bukit Tinggi City held a solemn flag hosting ceremony to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the independence of the Republic of Indonesia. And the ceremony took place with reverence at Wirabraja Field. The Mayor of Bukit Tinggi, Ramla Nurmatias, served the proclamation of Indonesian independence. The Mayor of Bukit Tinggi, Ramla Nurmatias, served as the inspector of the ceremony. Meanwhile, the chairman of the Regional House of Representatives, Saiful Effendi, read the proclamation of Indonesian independence. The flag hosting was carried out by 54 members of Bukit Tinggi's Paskibraka, consisting of 26 male and 28 female students. They successfully fulfilled their honorable duty to host the sacred red and white heritage flag, once of only three in Indonesia, located in Jakarta, Bukit Tinggi, and Yogyakarta. Mayor Ramla Nurmatias said that Bukit Tinggi holds a special status due to its historical significance as the capital city of the Republic Indonesia during the emergency government period. As such, Bukit Tinggi is one of only three cities entrusted with the heritage red and white flag. This honor is rooted in a pivotal moment in Indonesian history when Bukit Tinggi served as the capital city of the Republic Indonesia during the establishment of the emergency government of the Republic of Indonesia from 1948 to 1946, for 1949, at time when the nation faced grave threat from colonial force. And this historical role stands as clear evidence that Bukit Tinggi holds strategic and historical value in the fight to preserve Indonesia's independence. Rahma.
Yes, Dila. So after the flag hoisting ceremony, now you can see already the excitement of the local peoples there in doing the traditional games?
Not yet. Maybe tomorrow, because today there is no celebrations after the flag ceremony.
Okay. Looking forward for more reports tomorrow then.
Okay,
you're thank welcome. You. Thank you so much, Dila, from RRI Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra.
Okay, thank you, Rahma.
Well, listeners, stay tuned for more interesting reports and updates from Indonesia's 8th Independence Day celebration across Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today, from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Special Report.
Special Report.
80th Independence Day of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
With Hari Merdeka or Independence Day, and this is a very must-played song on the Independence Day of Indonesia. The song was composed by Hussein Mutahar in 1946, 1 year after Indonesia's independence. Mutahar composed this song to enliven the fighting spirit of Indonesians. Then Indonesian band Coklat covered this song in 2006 with a new spirit. And now in 2025, the song remains lively, energetic, and so exciting to be listened to on this special day. Well, listeners, still more national songs or songs about Indonesia. Now it's time for us to present The Beauty of Bali, presented by Alfira featuring Meiska Adinda, Gung Indi, and Gus Teja.
Thank you.
ampun ini. Karena corona ini ampun.
Iya, enggak masihnya. Kan kadang terpaksa karena seduh.
Misalnya para penari, para penabuh boleh berkumpul, boleh latihan, boleh ngayah ke pura-pura.
Mudah-mudahan dipromosikan lagi sama pemerintah ke pariwisata Ruki. Nah, kan jadi kimandan di seluruh Indonesia.
Putri Cening Ayu, Ngijang Cening Juma, Memeluas Malu, Kepekan Membelanja, Apang Ada Darah Nasi.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
still joining us, Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, and we just enjoyed two songs in a row, still about Indonesia. We have Alfiref featuring Meiska Adinda, Gung Indi and Gusteja with The Beauty of Bali, and followed by Shana Shannon, Indonesia Pusaka, or The Heritage of Indonesia. Shana Shannon, Indonesian young female singer, a very bright talent that is so popular for singing national songs. And even she also performed in a national match at a Gelora Bung Karno Jakarta Stadium. Let me search what is the detail about the match. But it's an international match. Well, listener, now we'd like also to say hello to our listeners on Facebook. We have Johnny Antonio Ramirez Lopez. Good afternoon from Jakarta. ¿Cómo estás? Then we have Amir Jamil. Rahma, you're presenting so great show. Oh, thank you so much. Then Kalap Abbas, selamat siang. Thank you. Terima kasih. Selamat siang. Good afternoon from Jakarta. And also Radha Krishna Pillai from India, who says, Indonesia, a land of incredible heritage and amazing history. Well, now we have information still about Indonesia's Independence Day, which is about Bromsi Island. Bromsi Island in Biak Numfor Regency, which is the host in an unprecedented and historic event. This is a remote island in Papua, the eastern part of Indonesia. It's serving as the center for a sub-district level commemoration of Indonesia's 80th Independence Day. So it drew residents who are undertaking a heartfelt journey by sea to celebrate the proclamation on their ancestral land. For the people of Biak Numfor, this is more than just a trip. It is an hours-long maritime journey to raise the national flag on the land of their forefathers. This determined effort is a real-life portrayal of the phrase, welcoming the red and white dawn in the Bromsi Sea. This year marks the first time a remote island has been chosen as the stage for a sub-district-level national ceremony. Well, that's information about remote Bromsi Island that hosts historic 80th Independence Day ceremony. Bromsi Island in Biak Numfor Regency, Papua, the eastern part of Indonesia. So listeners, if you have a chance to visit Indonesia, which part of Indonesia that you would like to visit? Here, Papua, the eastern part of Indonesia, or previously we enjoyed the song The Beauty of Bali. You can share with us to our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, or WhatsApp number +62821238121130, +62821238121130, or on RRI Digital Chat Room. Well, we'll be right back after another song, still related to Indonesia and its wonder, its wonderful nature, culture, art, and so on. Now we have the other talented young singers from Indonesia. They are the finalists of an Indonesian popular singing contest, and the song called Indonesia Jaya, or Glory Indonesia.
Indonesia. janji olehmu negeriku suci nan abadi.
Negeriku jaya bangsaku, selalu engkau layakku cinta.
Segenggam harapan, sejuta mimpi ingin ku abdikan padamu negeriku.
Adilmanmu sing-sing karena rawera-weran ta malang-malang tunta tanganmu.
The most precious treasure, they said in a not-so-old song in Indonesia. But today, does the family stay the same precious treasure? Rahmat Hidayat, a sociologist from Jakarta State University, said, unfortunately, there is a grievous challenge faced by families today.
In some of the family, in the middle class and the high class family, the children, yeah, they look frustration, depression, stress, and on the other side, it's very extremely. They try to suicide. It's very dangerous. And what the main reason? What the main reason? Because they don't have friend, they don't have a space to talk each other, to express their aspiration, their emotion, their. They have problem with their roommate, their friend in the school, or maybe some boy. They have a boy love like to a girl, or a girl like to a man. But they can talk with them because the parents, they're working every day. You know, they arrive in home at home at night. You know, and the children already sleep in the morning. The parent, they already go to the office. It's complicated situation in the modern family, you know. So it's, as I call this, is very dangerous situation for the modern family.
Get the details on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tanah tumpah darahku yang mulia. of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. That is the sound of the king of the fruits, durian. People say durian is not for everyone, but stay with me to find out why durian is actually for everyone. Hello everyone, right now I am in Alas Malang Central Java, the central farm for durian bower, the special durian from Alas Malang Central Java. Durian is a spiky fruit, famous for having a strong scent. Durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins. You might be familiar with blackthorn, musangking, and montong. And in Indonesia, we have petruk, medan, bawor, kaligesing, and menibor. Whatever the variation, people's top of mind about durian is of course the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sarno, a durian farmer from Alas Malang Central Java, who has a different opinion.
Dan durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa dinikmati oleh panca indera kita semua.
Durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our nose smells it. Maybe normal, strong, or sweet-scented. It means our sight and smell work well. We feel the spike with our skin. We might even bleed. Then, we put it into our mouth. Whoa, this one is sweet, or that one is bland. And what about hearing? A ripe durian sounds lower when we strike it. Unripe one has a higher sound. Or we hear it fell in our backyard. It beans our ears, also enjoy it.
Kalau yang belum matang, belum ngebas. Atau kita punya tanaman di belakang rumah, jatuh. Kita sambil terdengar, berarti telinga kita menikmati.
But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian?
Ini durian udah matang belum ya? Lah kalau dipukul dalam suara.
Is this durian right? We test by striking it. We know there is baritone, tenor, and bass. High, medium, and low. The ripe one is bass.
Tapi kalau suaranya.
So we strike it.
Tuh, dipukul.
It's ripe. Another durian seller, Mrs. Ngatina, says. We also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin.
Wangi. A good durian smells good.
Bagus, wangi.
Iya. Pokok Bapak kalau beli di mana-mana.
Never buy durian with dry stem.
Ini kalau kering jangan dibeli.
So now we get a ripe durian. Our next mission is to retrieve the durian flesh protected by thick and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sardo just takes his razor-sharp blade and then decides on a straight line on the peel to easily cut it open.
Kita ambil tengah-tengahnya.
Just pick a straight line like this.
Lepas ini. Baru.
Then we slowly can see the flash. Here it is. Beneath the green, thick, and thorny peel is the shiny golden flesh of durian, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste?
Sambil ya. Ya.
Nah. Amazing. This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. Given more time, it will be a bit bitter,
but has a softer texture, like sticky rice. Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland, no taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like socks. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java and they have a special variant over there called Durian Bawor, or in Purworejo they have the Durian Kaligasing. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. A symphony of sights and sounds. Across a beautiful nature. Look from the colors of paradise. And what a wonderful place. Indonesia.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital. Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, which is a traditional song, we have Sio Mama that was created and popularized by the late Melky Guslow. He is an Indonesian musician who was popular in the 1970s. Sio Mama tells the story of a migrant who misses his mother. He recalled that when he was little, his mother often carried him while burning sago. He also prayed that God would always protect his mother. Well, listener, here's the song Sio Mama by Melky Guslow. Enjoy!